Good morning. It's 6:02 a.m. on Tuesday, August 1st, 2017. Almost started with rabbit, 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 but technically I was supposed to have said that when I woke up. They would have been the first words I had spoken this morning, but, you know. Superstitions are superstitions. It's actually rare that I would get to a mile into the walk without having said something during the morning, but I'm up and moving early. I haven't been up for an hour yet, about 45 minutes. I've had about two-thirds of a cup of coffee, and I've had my first breakfast, so I have to get out, I have to get moving, I have to get this recorded, because today is, in addition to being the first day of August, first day of Dog Days of Summer. So those of you who are listening for the first time, hi, welcome. Good to have you. After today, we may decide that this is not a podcast for you, but that's okay. So last month I did every day but one, apparently. I forget now why I didn't do that day. The 17th, I think. So with any luck at all, I'll get this whole month in, which is the goal, is to do podcast a day for the entire month of August. 31 days. I think I said it was only 30, but 31 days in August. Sound right to me, but what do I know? I'm terrible with these details. So the setup, just for any new listeners, just if you've not heard before, the setup is I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. I'm in my second mile of a 2 mile hike this morning. It's the same hike, same path every day. I've done it over 1,500 times and recorded it 1,500 times. I've done it actually more than that. And I do it because the 2 miles in the morning, and lately the 2 miles in the evening, which I don't record, are part of my health regimen. And I started out for mental health. Well, way back, it started out for physical health. I was trying to lose weight and failing. And for a while, I was walking every morning before going to work. And I managed to lose a fair amount of weight. Then I stopped walking, put the weight back on. Started dealing more and more with depression. And the walking helps. It helps with all sorts of brain function for me. Between chronic depression and ADHD, I've got a fair amount to deal with on a moment-to-moment basis during the day. And this walking meditation, this 2 miles, this same track every day, while on the surface it can be a little bit boring, can be a little bit difficult to face, same old every day. That's something that really makes my ADHD go. Yeah. But I find that if I force myself to do it anyway, then I usually feel better when I get back than I did when I left. Now, this morning I'm a little bit early. I usually like to wait till at least sunrise, the sun gets up. Although this time of year, this is probably the right time to go, because, man, it's just after 6. If I'm out at just after 8, it's going to be broiling. The sun is going to be high enough in the sky that it's going to create a fair amount of heat up here at 4,800 feet. Not quite a mile high. So on this walk, I talk about whatever might be on my mind for the day. And, well, for the moment even. The topics tend to kind of bounce around a little bit. I don't have any plan when I set out. The point is not to spend a lot of time on the podcast. It might be better spent writing new stories. So we just finished last night, we just finished up the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers summer novel, Rama. The goal was to write 25,000 words in 4 days, and I did not make it. I did write 2,500, but I did not write 25,000 over the 4 days. For some reason, I've been horribly distracted, just completely unable to put together the focus and motivation that I need to put words on the page to do it for hours on end over the course of a day. And I don't know if it's the story isn't working for me or if the story hasn't got to the point where it ignites. Usually I will struggle with the story at the beginning. Muddle along. And at some point, the story will take off on its own. And that's the point where I'm looking for. That's what I'm trying to get to, for that story to take off. Because once it takes off, I'll finish the story in a matter of days. I'll finish it in a matter of, very short period of time. But getting myself and the story to that point is tricky. Now, I'm trying to do some things to kind of help focus, to kind of put myself in the mode of, okay, well, maybe it hasn't taken off yet, but it won't take off if I don't put words on the page. And to a certain extent, that's true. One of the things that happens is, in the process of putting words on the page is when you start seeing things occur. It's when I start seeing things occur. So I start seeing things come together. And the story is very close. It's very close to that point. Because the words that I did get down this weekend are interesting. I think they won't all survive, but at least some of them are pretty interesting. I like the way it's going. Even if I don't know where it's going to end up, I like where it's going. So I'm trying to do some things that mimic other brain exercises that I've been doing for the last 90 days or so, last 2.5 months. One of the big drivers that I've been dealing with for the last quarter has been an unexpected diagnosis of diabetes, type 2, and trying to lose weight and manage my glucose levels and deal with the implications of diabetes type 2. And I'm pretty successful at it. Oh, here's another ritual that we're going to deal with. I'm coming up on the monk post. Say it with me, monk post. There we go. It's a long story. I think it's written up on my blog if you want to find it. So a lot of the strategy for coping with type 2 is schedule routine, patterns. Body is used to, my body in particular, is used to certain things at certain times. And if you can do those things at certain times, or if you can do those things with a kind of almost ritualistic intent, like slapping the monk post, then your brain falls into the groove. Some would call it a rut, but I'm choosing to call it a groove, because I'm glad to get my groove on. It's an odd smell. Car just went by with a strange exhaust. Anyway, I'm always glad to get my groove on. So, particularly when it comes to food, and food is fuel, and eating the right things in the right proportions. And I'm not talking about food groups, I'm talking about the building blocks, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, calories. And I've managed to bring my A1C, the measurement of average glucose, down from 8, which is high, not necessarily alarmingly high, but high, definitely into the diabetes spectrum. Over 90 days, I've managed to bring it down to 5.9, which is actually below the threshold for the diabetes spectrum. And my goal for the next 50 years or so is to keep it there. Given that I'm 65, I'm pretty sure I'm going to fail at that at some point. Because at some point I'm going to stop eating. That would be a trick, wouldn't it? 110 years old. Anyway, so I've been working with my meditation. I've been working with my therapist to work out something approaching a ritual for doing the writing, doing the work, doing the thing. And I've been successful at it with food. I've been successful at it with sleep. Sleep is a big problem. I would go to bed and not be able to fall asleep, or I would fall asleep and wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to go back to sleep. But I've got a ritual, and it works. And I'm usually, you know, by the time I crawl into bed and decide I'm going to go to sleep now, I'm usually asleep within a minute. So what I need is a ritual that puts me in the writing spirit. It puts me in the, we're going to do the work now, frame of mind. And have my mind just sort of drop into that mode. Now, Patrick McLean has a thing about you need to suck for the first 5 minutes. Actually, you need to suck for a lot longer than that until you actually get to some level of expertise, but for 5 minutes, you have to make that transition at 5 minutes, at first 5 minutes of writing. Now, if you can get beyond that first 5 minutes, you can generally slide into that brain mode where making up stuff, putting it on the page, becomes not necessarily automatic, but it becomes much easier. It becomes much more fluid. You're much more likely to be able to enter into flow. But it takes that 5 minutes of being uncomfortable, that 5 minutes of suck. I think that's probably true. I know that I've observed this experience on my own. So there's a certain amount of truth to it, I think. Ah, sun's up. I took the picture this morning. The sun was not yet up, but it is now. And so I'm experimenting with rituals, with cues and clues, because one of the problems with ADHD is that I lose track of what I'm supposed to do it from 1 minute to the next. It's like when you go from one room to the other, and as soon as you cross the doorway threshold, you forgot what you went for. It turns out to be a pretty interesting cognitive phenomenon. It's not just me, it's not just old people, it's everybody. It's because going through a doorway triggers the brain to the new context, and by shifting that context rapidly like that, you tend to lose track of the things that made up your cognitive space in the previous context. So I've been working with things to kind of help me transition from the not writing context to the writing context in a way that helps me get back to where I was years ago when I was doing it just to see if I could do it, just to see if I could write a book, just to see if I could write a better book. And one of the problems that I've got is that now I'm writing book number 14. So, you know, writing a better book now is more difficult in large part because I can't identify what makes the book better. Just the sort of sense that it's a better story, that the book is better. And my therapist pointed out that I've reached that stage where I probably won't ever be able to explain why I think this book is better than the last book anymore. Because I've done all the simple things. I've done the stuff that you can point to and say, yeah, look, oh, look, here and there. Between here and there, I've done this. The characterization is a little bit better. Dialogue is a little bit stronger. The plot is a little bit richer. Some would argue that the plots are odd, strange, and not actually plots to begin with. But besides that, so I'm leaning on my ADHD structures, the calendars, the clocks, the times, the alarms, to keep me going, to remind me 9 and 1 and 11 and over points in the day where I felt that doing this was important enough to program it into my phone. So perhaps it's important enough for me to put down whatever bullshit thing that I'm doing at the moment and get back into the word processor and go suck for 5 minutes so that I can get into the story. So far, it hasn't worked out that well. But when I first started the diabetes regimen 3 months ago, it didn't work out very well in the beginning either. It took some time to build up momentum. It took some time to get a little bit of success behind the pattern to reinforce it, to make me look forward to it. Well, I think the same is going to be true there. But I've completed my loop. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.